The universal principle of life is the search for pleasure. Everyone searches for pleasure. If you go to some neighborhoods of Mumbai at midnight, you'll see rats crawling around. Why do you think they're crawling around? They're looking for pleasure. And even New York, they're crawling around there too. And cockroaches and snakes are slithering around. And dogs and cats are jumping and running around. And horses are galloping around. And birds are flying around. And human beings are jumping and crawling and flying. And
yeah, I didn't mind about this.
Fish are swimming around. And we try to do like that too. But everyone is looking for pleasure. Something we all have in common. And one of the predominating features of life in this world, in all species, is fear. Why there's so much money being spent on military and medical. Because there's fear. It's a real fear. That fear essentially is because we're searching for pleasure, we fear anything that will interfere with our quest for pleasure, which is pain, which comes in so many forms, and it's so inevitable. Because Ayurharati Vai Pung Sang. With every rising and setting of the sun, our physical life is being reduced. And however much knowledge we have, and however much wealth we have, however much influence and power we have, we cannot stop the forward march of time. Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. We have to grow old, we have to get diseased, and it's natural. Physically, we will all die. That sounds really sad. But the happy news is we never die. Nahanyate hanyamane sadide. We are the eternal soul that's giving life to this body. The very spiritual force that's witnessing within this very lifetime, childhood, youth, middle age, old age, we're seeing these changes. So similarly, at the time of what we call death, it's another change, physically. Mentally, things are always changing. One moment we're very happy because somebody says thank you, and next moment we're in total misery because somebody says something else. We have that experience. So this ever-changing world, we're so vulnerable. We're looking for pleasure. We're seeking pleasure. But there's so many obstacles. Therefore, Aritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatuskritam, the supreme source of all pleasure. There are many names of God. One is Rama. Rama means the reservoir, the source, and the ultimate destination of the search for pleasure. Descends to this world to teach us a universal message. The real pleasure everyone is seeking is love. And even in this emotional states that we're in, whatever it may be, things could give some sense of satisfaction to the mind and the senses, but things, acquisition of money or fame or power or even physical pleasures, like intoxication or sex, they can give some emotional and physical pleasure, but they cannot touch the heart. There's only two things that touch the heart: to be loved and to love. And when we lose the connection with the source of that love, we get really mixed up about the subject of love. The origin of love is the eternal soul's love for the supreme soul. And what is the nature of that love? The Srimad Bhagavatam gives us the example: if you pour water on the root of a tree, that water extends to every part of the tree, the branches and the twigs and the flowers and the leaves. Janmadya Shagataha. The Supreme Being is the root of everything that exists. And when we love that source of everything, when that love is awakened from within us, it's not something that we need to get. It's something that's inherent within our very living force, our very soul, our being. Our nature is unconditional, unmotivated, ecstatic love.